it's an awareness, and the public support that we're getting is phenomenal. And yes, this is, we're into, I think, the third week, there'll be more. And I suppose there's only so much talking for to resolve this that we can do locally with HR. But we need the Department of Health, the Minister, the government to listen that you cannot run a health service based on pay and numbers. The best people that they have within the service is actually the HSC employees that they have employed, directly employed HSC employees, which absolutely give a fantastic service to the community of Sligo, Leitrim and the surrounding areas. There's a huge geographical spread involved in that.
And we're heading into a time where the health service is traditionally very stretched, and you know, this embargo, if this continues, we're going to see more delays, more backlogs.
We're going to see more delays, more backlogs, more waiting lists. We're actually the people that are going to be left running the service, with, if the vacancies are not filled, are actually going to be stretched so tightly that they're possibly going to end up getting sick or getting ill themselves, and the stress that leaves on them trying to carry a workload is absolutely huge. If you look at stress indicators or work-related stress incidents, you could not talk about nearly 22% of the population suffer from that. So for the HSC that's already has been impacted for quite a period of time over the last year, to have no vacancies filled for quite a long time, there's vacancies in there already in the system that need to be filled, and we really need senior management within the Department of Health, the HSC, to listen to the true reflection of what's actually happening on the ground. Patient care, the patient need is so important. Unfortunately, as an official, from my perspective and representing the good work that my members do, when I hear about pay and numbers, I don't hear too many people talking about patient care and patient needs.